Canadian medical researchers are hot on the trail of a treatment for massive bacterial infections. This is the Healthline. The most common lethal infection doctors encounter is peritonitis, which occurs when bacteria from the intestines spill into the abdominal cavity.
In the majority of cases, the patient is minding his or her own business, and for some reason, such as a cancer in the gut, an ulcer in the duodenum, a plain ordinary ulcer, there's a hole, a burst of the gut, and the bacteria inside the gut burst from inside the gut into the abdominal or peritoneal cavity, hence the word peritonitis. The patient then comes into hospital, usually with severe pain in the abdomen, which is the single most important symptom. And in a matter of hours to days, sometimes the diagnosis is difficult to make, the patient eventually comes to some sort of mechanical treatment, such as operation, but not always operation, to remove the bacteria from the peritoneal cavity.
According to researcher Dr. John Bonin of the Department of Surgery at Wellesley Hospital in Toronto, it can be deadly.
We see over 100 patients a year at the Wellesley Hospital with peritonitis, and about a third of them die, often after a very long stay in the hospital, including the intensive care unit. And even those that survive may have a prolonged illness that may be very expensive to the patient, to the patient's family, and to society as well.
The course of treatment involves antibiotics, stabilizing the patient with fluids, cleaning out the abdominal cavity with salt water solution, and surgically removing infected tissue. It doesn't always work, because in many cases there is a persistent residual infection. Dr. Bonin believes that even though the bacteria has been gobbled up by the defense white blood cells, they still have an adverse effect on the patient.
We have reason to believe that the immune cells of the peritoneal cavity gobble up bacteria. We know that that happens. But unfortunately, once they do that, the bacteria are sequestered away from the antibiotics that we give the patient, because most antibiotics, certainly the ones we use, do not penetrate the white blood cells that eat up the bacteria. This is not much of a problem if we can bring the patient to treatment within a couple of hours of infection. So we're looking at a new way of targeting antibiotics to the white blood cells using molecule carriers that can encapsulate the antibiotics and deliver them to the white blood cells. It's a long process, but our preliminary studies suggest that this may be a promising treatment for peritonitis.
I am Bud Riley with Dr. John Bonin on the Healthline from the Wellesley Hospital Research Institute in Toronto.